that rocks.
Here we go.
Well, good morning. 6:15, Brack. Touch it.
Hey, you know what? You kids out there think your Call of Duty is hard, your Grand Theft Autos are hard. Try beating Mario 3, especially level 8-9.
You can't do it. You can't good luck. Do it.
Good luck. Now, how about this? Try to beat it without launching the controller at the wall and just being furious.
This wasn't terribly long ago during the pandemic when we had, you know, all that free time. Not that we don't have a ton of free time now. I mean, we're still pretty unbusy, but nothing has changed. But I decided to dust off the old PlayStation games, the OG PlayStation. And one of those was the
PS1.
Yeah, the PS1. And it was the Medal of Honor. And it's the World War II one. And it starts off on Normandy, right? It starts off there. And dude, that is one of those ones where the checkpoints are far apart. And so I can't tell you how
many. No, that was Call of Duty.
Was it Call of Duty or Medal of Honor?
I think it was Call of Duty 3, which was weird because it like started over again when like PS2 came out.
Something like that.
But I do remember that because I remember my grandpa was in the room the first time I played that. And he was like, wow.
Of course, and now you play it now, and I mean, it's still ahead of its time, but it compared to the new Call of Duties, it's like a turd. But that one, dude, I can't tell you how many times I had to go up that effing beach.
Dude, I think I made it up the hill once.
One time. It's so hard, because you get up, and then you gotta throw the bandolier, right? And if you don't do that, dude, oh my God, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you gotta find the right foxhole. Yeah. Mean, listen to us, like, bitch about the game, and this actually really happened.
People actually did it. Like, yeah, like, what are you talking about, man? This is ridiculous.
Anyway, what we're trying to get to is the games were tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't be complaining.
Now all you kids, you can tell, you can hit save progress right before a hard part comes up, so you don't have to restart from the very beginning, you pansies. Anyway.
Mario, we had to start the whole world over.
Every time. Oh, look, your 5 lives are gone. Welcome to the start. Have fun replaying everything.
Damn it!
Come on! And you let your little brother play, and he loses your last life. You're like, I shouldn't have done that. Dude, why did I do that?
I used to call my buddy Max to come over, like, dude, you need to beat this for me. It was important.
I can't.
You know,
do it.
Like, when can you make it over, bro?
Just come over. I will save it. I will leave it on. Of course, then you have there's a power outage and everything shuts off. You're like, no!
No! Yeah, it sucks.
Anyway. Well, that's enough of us complaining about back in our day. We got to get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Oh, this is pretty funny. This is funny. It's sweet, sweet karma working here. Two people went into a vacant house in Winnipeg, Canada. This was over the weekend with a genius plan of stealing a furnace, however, without knowing how to steal a furnace. You know, it's kind of something you should probably know how to do if you plan on doing it. Well, they dislodged the connections, and that caused a gas leak. That's bad news, especially because they didn't realize that there was a leak. So they both passed out inside the property because of the gas leak that they caused.
Oh, no. I mean, that's a big leak. I'm sure it made some noise, too. That's a big hose going to that furnace, man.
The leak was so bad that the neighbors smelled the gas and called the police. When they arrived, they discovered the unconscious thieves, pulled them outside where they were able to regain consciousness. They were detained but were ultimately released without being charged. It's unclear if they're off the hook or if they could be cited or arrested down the road. No one was injured. So
interesting steal, though. Like, we're going to go right for the furnace, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, check out this new lighter. Boom!
Yeah. Like, you got, I mean, like, this could have, we can laugh about this now, but they almost blowed up, they almost blew up, like, an entire block of the neighborhood because, again, a couple idiot thieves were like, let's get in there, we're going to steal this furnace. And who are you going to unload a furnace onto? Are you going to throw it on Craigslist, being like, hey, I got this brand new furnace, hardly used. I mean, what are you doing?
Lop it off with some bolt cutters, you know? Like, it's, I don't know. It's a weird steal. Dude, imagine, you ever, remember the movie True Lies when Schwarzenegger runs out of that house, boom, and it explodes, and he, like, gets launched, like, 80 feet through the air. It's kind of how I imagine the scenario.
No, instead, it's two guys, hey, Frank, I'm feeling a little lightheaded. How are you? That's their head hitting the ground because they passed out from a gas leak. You idiots.
How long does it take for you to?
I mean, if it's a
major gas leak.
If for a major one, can't be long. Obviously, it didn't take these guys long. You know?
Don't you kind of smell it? I guess maybe not. I mean, do you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because the neighbor was able to smell it.
They probably just didn't care. They were just like, we need to get this furnace out of here. And yeah.
Hey, do you have eggs for lunch? God, dude, that stinks, man. Come on now. We're trying. We're in a tight space here. I don't know. Done. Dead. Right there. So, all right. We'll see what happens with a couple of the gas bandits right now. Otherwise, they're good. So that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.